indication to me in this passage.
Me deja saber este pasaje.
That God is watching to see how Moses is going to respond.
Que Dios está mirando la respuesta de Moisés.
The bush is on fire and it's not burned.
La zarza está ardiendo y no se está quemando.
But God wants to see what Moses is focused on.
Pero Dios quiere ver en qué se enfoca Moisés.
He's looking to see if Moses has an appetite for the supernatural.
Está mirando si tiene un apetito para lo sobrenatural.
He's looking to see if Moses has a hunger for what is spiritual.
Mirando si Moisés tiene hambre para lo espiritual.
When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush. I wonder how many times God's trying to get my attention.
Me pregunto cuántas veces Dios quiere agarrar mi atención.
And I'm distracted.
Y yo estoy distraído.
Praise God. He's got his attention. When God saw that Moses turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet. For the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and I've heard their cry by the reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land unto that narrow place. But I'm calling them unto a good land. Everybody say a good land.
Todos digan tierra buena.
And a large land.
Y una tierra larga.
Do you believe that?
¿Lo crees eso esta noche?
He said, I know their affliction.
Yo sé su aflicción.
I know there's sorrow.
Yo sé que hay tristezas.
I know there's sadness.
Yo sé que hay dolores.
I hear their prayer.
Yo escucho sus oraciones.
He said, but while they are sorrowing,
pero mientras están en tristeza,
at the very same time,
en el mismo tiempo,
I've got plans for them.
Yo tengo planes para ellos.
I'm taking them into a good place.
Los llevo a un buen lugar.
I'm taking them into a large place.
Los llevo a un lugar grande.
I'm taking them into a land that is flowing.
Los voy a llevar a una tierra donde hay fluir.
With milk.
Con leche.
And with honey.
Y miel.
I'm taking them into a place.
Los lleva a un lugar.
He said, I know they're sad.
Dice, yo sé que están tristes.
And he said, I know the Canaanites are there.
Y yo sé que hay cananitas.
And the Hittites.
Y los Hittites.
And the Amorites.
Y los Amoritas.
And the Perizzites.
Y los Perizzitas.
And the Hivites.
Y los Hittitas.
And the Jebusites
y los
are there.
Jebusitas están
he
ahí.
Said, but where I want to take them
pero donde los quiero llevar
is bigger than all of the list of their problems.
Es más grande que toda su lista
it's
de problemas.
Bigger than all of the list of their sorrows.
Es más grande que sus tristezas.
It's bigger than all of their frustrations.
Es más grande que sus frustraciones.
I come to preach to somebody tonight.
Le vengo a predicar a alguien esta noche.
It's time for the people of God.
Es tiempo que el pueblo de Dios
to move into the land.
Se mueva a la tierra.
The land that's overflowing.
La tierra que está rebosando.
With milk.
Con leche.
And with honey.
Y con miel.
It's time for somebody to forget about your enemy.
Es tiempo que te olvides de tu enemigo.
Forget about the Hivites.
Olvídate de los Hititas.
Forget about the Amalekites.
Olvídate de los Amalekitas.
Forget about the Canaanites.
Olvídate de los Cananitas.
Forget about your sorrows.
Olvídate de tu tristeza.
Stop listing your problems.
No des lista tus problemas.
And start listing your blessings.
Y cuenta tus bendiciones.
It's time for somebody to throw the list away.
Es tiempo que avientes esa lista.
Of all of the reasons it can't happen.
De todas las razones porque
it's
no.
It's time to get in a line with
es
God's
tiempo
plan.
Que te alinees con Dios.
And say, God, I'm moving into the house.
Y digas, Dios, me voy a mover a la
that
casa.
You built for me.
Que tú hiciste para mí.
Come on, if that's your desire, go ahead and clap your hands.
Alaben las manos.
God bless you. You can be seated in the presence of God if you're going to help me preach tonight.
Dios los bendiga, se pueden sentar.
Everything that God set out to do for the nation of Israel.
Todo lo que Dios se hizo hacer para la nación.
The entire process of them coming out of Egypt.
Todo el proceso de ellos saliendo de Egipto.
All of the conflicts that they would have.
Todos los conflictos que iban a tener.
All of the consternation that they were going to feel.
Todos los problemas y presión que iban a sentir.
Every problem of the mind and body and spirit.
Cada problema de la mente, cuerpo y espíritu.
Everything that they were going to have to overcome.
Todo lo que tenían que temer vencer.
I'm talking about all the family problems.
Estoy hablando de los problemas familiares.
I'm talking about a whole generation that was going to have to endure the unbelief of the previous generation.
Estoy hablando de una generación que tenía que aguantar la incredulidad de la otra.
Everything that God was doing for the nation of Israel,
todo lo que Dios estaba haciendo para la nación de Israel,
was wrapped up in one thing.
Estaba atado en una cosa.
That God was taking them to a place,
que Dios los iba a llevar a un lugar,
where they were going to live in the overflow,
donde iban a vivir en la abundancia.
He was taking them to a place,
los iba a llevar a un lugar,
where they were going to function in a spiritual flow,
donde iban a funcionar en un fluir espiritual.
It doesn't mean that they wouldn't have problems.
No quiere decir que no iban a tener problemas.
It doesn't mean that they wouldn't bury family members and friends in the wilderness.
No quiere decir que no iban a enterrar a seres queridos.
It just means that the blessing of God
solo significa las bendiciones de Dios
was going to be bigger than their problems.
Iban a ser más grande que sus problemas.
The fruitfulness that God had in mind for them,
el fruto que Dios tenía para ellos,
was going to be bigger than their trouble.
Iba a ser más grande que sus problemas.
It was the will of God for them to go through seasons of disappointment.
Era la voluntad de Dios que pasaran por decepciones.
They were going to go through seasons of discouragement.
Iban a tener temporadas de desánimo.
But the season wasn't going to define what God has in store for
pero
them.
La temporada no iba a definir lo que tenía Dios
now,
para ellos.
Now they were going to have to do some things to actualize
tenían
it.
Que hacer unas cosas para cumplirlo.
First of all, they had to believe God for it.
Tenían que creer a Dios.
They had to be like Joshua and Caleb.
Tenían que ser como Josué y Caleb.
Where they analyzed the report of everybody around them.
Analizaron el reporte de todos los demás.
And they analyzed the report of God.
Y analizaron el reporte de Dios.
And then they made a decision.
Y luego hicieron una decisión.
Look at somebody next to you and ask them, whose report are you going to believe?
Dile a tu vecino, ¿qué reporte vas a creer?
They had to believe God for it.
Tenían que creer a Dios.
They were going to walk through some processes.
Iban a caminar por procesos.
They were going to walk through personal development.
Iban a caminar por desarrollo personal.
They were going to walk through the process of discipleship.
Iban a caminar por ser discípulos.
They were going to walk through the process that would make them mature.
Por el proceso que los iba a madurar.
They would have to become a people. They were not a people.
Tenían que hacerse un pueblo, no era un pueblo.
They were going to have to become a nation. They were not a nation.
Tenían que hacerse una nación, no era nación.
But God was going to take them all the way through the process.
Pero Dios los iba a llevar por el proceso.
To the other side.
Al otro lado.
So that they could live in the overflow.
Para que vivan en la abundancia.
I'm telling you, sometimes when you're going through trouble,
te digo, a veces cuando hay problemas,
the only thing that's going to keep you afloat,
lo único que te mantiene es para arriba,
God's plan is bigger than this trouble.
El plan es más grande que este problema.
Sometimes when you're going through the loss of somebody that you love,
a veces cuando hay pérdida de seres queridos,
the only thing that's going to keep you afloat,
lo único que te mantiene,
is to know that God's plan is bigger than the loss.
Saber que el plan de Dios es más grande.
They didn't have a law.
No tenían mucho.
They didn't have a covenant.
No tenían pacto.
So God was going to give them a law.
So Dios les iba a dar una ley.
He was going to give them a covenant.
Dios les iba a dar un pacto.
They didn't have boundaries.
Ellos no tenían fronteras.
They didn't know where to draw the line.
No sabían dónde poner la línea.
Because they were slaves in their previous habitation.
Porque eran esclavos como anteriormente.
Somebody told them what time to get up.
Alguien le dijo qué hora se levantara.
What time to go to bed.
A qué hora a dormir.
Where to work.
Dónde trabajar.
What kind of work to do.
Qué clase de trabajo hacer.
Sounds kind of like childhood.
Se escucha como ser niño.
Sounds kind of like being a teenager.
Se escucha ser como adolescente.
They didn't have boundaries.
No tenían fronteras.
But God was going to give them boundaries.
Pero Dios les iba a dar fronteras.
They didn't know how to think.
Ellos no sabían pensar.
But God was going to help them to know how to think.
Pero Dios les iba a ayudar cómo pensar.
Anybody thankful that when you came to church?
¿Alguien agradecido cuando viniste a la iglesia?
You didn't know how to think.
No sabías pensar.
Somebody got up and told you how to think.
Alguien se levantó y te enseñó.
How many of you are thankful for the Bible study?
¿Cuántos agradecido por el estudio?
You're thankful for the fivefold ministry.
¿Están agradecido por los cinco ministerios?
You're thankful that God reinforces for you.
¿Están agradecido que Dios refuerza?
To know what a difference a line will make.
Para saber la diferencia que hace la línea.
They didn't know how to think.
No sabían pensar.
But somebody helped them.
Pero alguien las ayudó.
Praise God. Somebody that loved them.
Alguien que los amaba.
They were going to have to cross the Red Sea.
Tenían que cruzar el Mar Rojo.
They were going to have to make their way across the first water crossing.
Tenían que cruzar la primera agua.
That first water crossing is a type of baptism.
Esa primera agua es un tipo de bautismo.
Because they had a past.
Porque tenían un pasado.
And as long as they stayed on this side of the Red Sea,
y si ellos se quedaban de este lado del Mar Rojo,
the past still had access to them.
El pasado tenía acceso a ellos.
Anybody have a past?
¿Alguien tiene un pasado?
But once they crossed over the Red Sea,
pero cuando cruzaron el Mar Rojo,
the past was not going to be a primary issue for
el
them anymore.
Pasado ya no va a ser problema para ellos como
I'm
primario.
Here to tell you tonight that if you've never been baptized in the name of Jesus,
si no has sido bautizado en el nombre de Jesús,
for the remission of your sins,
para el perdón de pecados,
your past may still be making its way up to haunt you.
Tu pasado tal vez te quiere acasar.
But once you pass through the waters of baptism,
pero cuando pasas por las aguas,
Pharaoh's gonna die in
Faraón
the water.
Se va a morir en las aguas.
The Egyptian horde is gonna die in the water.
Los ejércitos de Egipto se van a morir.
Thank God tonight.
Le doy gracias a Dios.
That's somewhere in the neighborhood of 35 years ago.
Que en la vecindad de 35 años
atrás. I went down in the water in Jesus' name.
Fui bautizado en el nombre de Jesús.
For the remission of my sins.
Para el perdón de mis pecados.
Now my past doesn't have any power over me.
Ahora mi pasado no tiene poder sobre mí.
Praise God. That's something to be thankful for tonight.
Eso es algo para estar agradecido.
That's a reason to praise God.
Es una razón para alabar a Dios.
You know what? That's more of a reason to praise God.
¿Sabes? Es más que
suficiente. Than anything you can put on the list of things to not praise God.
Que cualquier cosa que puedes poner para no.
I'm telling you, the fact that your past is erased,
el hecho que tu pasado es borrado,
is more powerful.
Es más poderoso.
Than anything you'll ever go through.
Que cualquier cosa que pasarás.
Past, present, or future.
Pasado, presente o futuro.
Praise God. They were going to have to pass through the Red Sea.
Tenían que pasar por el Mar Rojo.
They were going to have all of their past erased.
Todo su pasado iba a ser borrado.
They were going to receive the tables of stone, the law of God.
Iban a recibir las tablas de piedra, la ley.
And that moral code was going to serve the nation of Israel for thousands of years.
Y ese código moral iba a servir al pueblo de Israel.
It was going to inform their culture.
Iba a informar su cultura.
It was going to inform their way of life.
Iba a informar su estilo de vida.
So many things they didn't understand.
Muchas cosas ellos no entendían.
There were things that the medical community didn't even know.
Habían cosas que los médicos no entendían.
If you go back and read the word of God in the Old Testament, the Pentateuch.
Si lees la palabra de Dios en el Antiguo Testamento.
God was so specific.
Dios tenía tantas específicas.
About how they were supposed to live their life.
De la manera que tenían que vivir.
He told them what to do if they had a stomach virus.
Les decía qué hacer si tenían dolor de panza.
And they had a running issue out of the body.
Y tenían un problema estomacal.
He told them that their garments were unclean.
Decían que su ropa era sucia.
That their sheets were unclean.
Sus camas estaban sucias.
He even differentiated between a wooden vessel and a clay vessel.
Hasta hizo una diferencia entre el barro y la madera.
He said if you were so sick and you had to use a bowl.
Si estabas tan enfermo y usaste madera.
He said you had to pay attention to what material was made out of.
Tenías que poner atención al material.
He taught the Jews how to sanitize a bowl.
Les enseñó a los judíos cómo limpiar un plato.
God had something to say about every aspect of their life.
Tenía algo que decir de todo aspecto de su vida.
The medical community at this point didn't even know what God was teaching his people.
La comunidad médica no sabía lo que estaba enseñando.
Can I stop and tell you tonight?
Te puedo decir esta noche.
You need a relationship with the word of God.
Necesitas una relación con la palabra de Dios.
Because the Bible will make you look smarter than you really are.
Porque la Biblia te hace mirar inteligente.
The Bible will confound the wise.
La Biblia va a confundir a los sabios.
And make wise the simple.
Y a los sabios los hace simple.
Praise God. It's unbelievable if you go back and read it.
Es increíble si lo lees.
And this informed them.
Y esto da información.
They would in time stand on the banks of the Jordan River.
En tiempo se pararon al río de Jordán.
The Jordan River represented their final water crossing.
El río Jordán representaba el cruce final.
And as they crossed the Jordan River,
y cuando cruzaban el río Jordán,
they would be facing the land of promise.
Iban a estar en la tierra prometida.
Now sometimes we can think about this process in an episodic way.
A veces lo pensamos en este proceso como en episodios.
And get caught up in the nuts and the bolts of it.
Y nos enfocamos en los detalles.
And we can get so focused on the details.
Y nos enfocamos tanto en los detalles.
That we don't step back and look at the massiveness of the plan of God.
Que no nos echamos un paso para atrás y miramos el plan grande de Dios.
And we're stuck in this moment.
Y estamos atorados en este momento.
And we don't realize that this moment is being formed by this macro plan of God.
Y no nos damos cuenta que este plan está formado por el gran de Dios.
That it's not just the trouble that I'm looking at.
No solo es el problema que estoy mirando.
But my trouble is contextualized.
Pero mi problema está en el contexto.
by the plan of God that he has for the universe.
En el plan de Dios que tiene para el universo.
Look at somebody and tell them it's bigger than me.
Mira a tu vecino, dile, es más grande que
tell
yo.
Somebody else it's bigger than you.
Dile a alguien más, es más grande que tú.
God is on the throne.
Dios está en el trono.
God has a plan.
Dios tiene un plan.
And it's a good plan.
Y es un buen plan.
It's a big plan.
Es un plan grande.
It's an awesome plan.
Es un plan hermoso.
It's an incredible plan.
Es un plan increíble.
Praise God. Now he tells him, you're going to go into a land that's flowing with milk and honey.
Le dice, vas a ir a una tierra donde fluye la miel y la leche.
And what he's telling them in some part is that you're going into a reality.
Y lo que le dice en parte, vas a ir a una realidad.
That is a reality of flow.
Es una realidad donde fluye.
You see, the Red Sea is a sea.
El mar, el rojo es un mar.
It's static.
Eso está sólido.
It's stationary.
No se mueve, se queda ahí.
But you got to cross the Jordan River.
Pero tienes que cruzar el río Jordán.
And a river doesn't function that way.
Y un río no funciona igual.
A river represents movement.
Un río representa movimiento.
It represents action.
Representa acción.
It represents assertion.
Un río representa ascensión.
And as harvest time would approach this area,
y cuando venía el tiempo de cosecha a este área,
the Bible said that at harvest time,
la Biblia dice que en tiempo de cosecha,
the Jordan River overflowed its banks.
El río de Jordán se llenaba de agua.
Before they faced the land of promise,
antes que llegaran a la tierra prometida,
God is telling the nation of Israel,
Dios le dice a la nación de Israel,
you are about to step across a continental divide,
van a cruzar un continental,
that will no longer be bound up in your past.
Que ya no va a estar atado en tu pasado.
It's not going to be bound up in the stationary nature of existing in Egypt.
No va a estar atado en la estación de Egipto.
But you're about to enter into a dimension of faith.
Pero vas a entrar en una dimensión de fe.
A dimension of possibility.
Una dimensión de posibilidad.
That is going to be represented by overflow.
Que va a representar la abundancia.
But you're going to have to be willing to tap into it.
Pero tienes que estar dispuesto a conectarte a eso.
You're going to have to be willing to see it the way that God sees it.
Que estar dispuesto a verlo como Dios lo ve.
You can stay stuck if you want to.
Te puedes quedar atorado si quieres.
But you're facing a body of water.
Pero tienes un puente de agua.
That every time harvest time comes.
Que cuando viene la cosecha.
It's going to overflow its banks.
Se va a llenar de donde está.
He said you're about to see a dynamic.
Vas a ver una dinámica.
That's going to look something like this.
Que se va a ver algo como esto.
Give.
Da.
And it shall come back to you.
Y se los dará.
Good measure.
Buena medida.
Pressed down.
Apretada.
Shaken together.
Rebosando.
And running over.
Y rebosando.
Now you don't have to see it that way.
No lo tienes que ver así.
But if you don't see it that way,
pero si no lo ves así,
you're not going to actualize it that way.
No vas a cumplirlo así.
Can I tell you tonight that when I look at your life,
esta noche cuando yo miro tu vida,
I know you've got problems.
Yo sé que tienes problemas.
I know you have trouble.
Yo sé que tienes problemas.
But you know what I feel in my spirit?
Pero te digo lo que siento.
I feel like it's harvest time.
Yo siento que es tiempo de cosecha.
I feel like it's time for Jordan to overflow its
banks. Yo siento que el agua se refluya.
I know you've got trouble.
Yo sé que tienes problemas.
But I don't see the trouble.
Pero yo no veo el problema.
I see the overflow.
Yo veo la abundancia.
I don't see the problem.
Yo no veo el problema.
I see the increase.
Yo veo el aumento.
Praise God. He said, "You're about to cross into this dynamic."
Vas a cruzar esta dinámica.
And when you cross over,
y cuando cruzas al otro lado,
something's going to change in your life.
Algo va a cambiar en tu vida.
Can I tell you that if you look at Canaan's land historically,
si miras la tierra Canaán históricamente,
it is for the most part a pretty barren and dry place.
Por la parte mayor está vacía.
There are seasons in the history of this territory, this area.
Hay temporadas en la historia de esta área
where it's dry.
Donde está seca.
And it's parched.
Y está vacía.
And it doesn't have life.
Y no tiene vida.
But God is telling the nation of Israel,
pero Dios le dice a la nación de Israel,
you're about to go into a territory,
vas a ir a un territorio,
that I have prepared for you,
que yo he preparado para ti.
It's ready for overflow.
Está lista para la abundancia.
It's ready for harvest.
Está lista para la cosecha.
It's ready for the supernatural.
Está lista para lo sobrenatural.
But if you can't see it that way,
pero si no lo ves así,
it's going to go back to desert.
Se va a ir para atrás a desierto.
If you can't see it. You see, that all the unbelief had to die in the wilderness.
Toda la incredulidad se tenía que mover.
All of the carnal thinking had to die in the wilderness.
Toda la mente carnal se tenía que morir.
Because God had prepared a place for them.
Porque Dios preparó un lugar para ellos.
But they were going to have to sustain it.
Pero tenían que sostenerlo.
And we look throughout the history of this territory.
Y miramos en la historia de este territorio.
After the diaspora, the land is overthrown.
Después que fueron esparcidos.
And there are multiple ethnic groups that occupy the land for many, many, many years.
Hay muchos grupos que ocupan la tierra por muchos años.
And when the Israelites are not there,
y cuando los israelitas no están ahí,
there is a lack of cultivation.
No hay, no se está cosechando.
There is a lack of irrigation.
Hay falta de regamiento.
And in the absence of cultivation,
y en la ausencia que no está cultivado,
it goes back to desert.
Se va para atrás al desierto.
When the Jews went back into the land in 1948,
cuando los judíos regresaron en el 48,
the people with the promise go back.
El pueblo con la promesa regresan para atrás.
And they go to a land that, can I tell you tonight?
Y van a una tierra, te puedo decir,
that the enemy was contending for the land the whole time.
Que el enemigo estaba peleando por la tierra.
But the enemy didn't want the land to irrigate and cultivate it.
Porque no quería que la tierra se cosechara.
Because for many, many years,
porque muchos años,
after the Israelites left,
después que los israelitas se
the
fueron,
land became barren again.
La tierra se hizo seca otra vez.
That means there's no nation there.
Quiere decir que no hay nación ahí.
There's no government there.
No hay gobierno ahí.
There are no schools there.
No había escuelas ahí.
There's no military there.
No había militar ahí.
Can I tell you that the enemy doesn't want your birthright in order to cultivate it?
El enemigo no quiere tu primogenitura.
He wants your place on the pew in order to bring it back to desert.
Él quiere tu lugar en la banca para que esté desierto.
He doesn't want to bring life to your family.
Él no quiere traer vida a tu familia.
He doesn't want to bring revival to your school.
Él no quiere traer avivamiento a tu escuela.
He doesn't want to bring explosive growth to your business.
Quiero traer crecimiento a tu negocio.
He came to steal and kill and destroy.
Él vino a matar, destruir.
He wants your testimony.
Él quiere tu testimonio.
He wants your thanksgiving.
Él quiere tu gracias.
He wants your place in the kingdom of God.
Él quiere tu lugar en el reino de Dios.
But after you're long gone,
pero después que te vas,
that land's going to be filled with owls and carrion eaters.
Esa tierra se va a ir.
Because he's not coming to cultivate.
Porque él no viene a cosechar.
But when the Jews started marching back into the land,
pero cuando los judíos llegaron a la tierra,
they came with an embedded promise.
Llegaron con una prometida dentro.
They came thinking we're the people of God.
Llegaron pensando somos el pueblo de Dios.
They started irrigating the desert again.
Y empezaron a regar la tierra.
They started cultivating the land again.
Empezaron a cosechar la tierra otra vez.
And right now,
y ahorita,
the nation of Israel,
la nación de Israel,
is at the top of the chart among nations.
Están en las naciones más arriba. Que están guiando en innovación.
And leading in technology.
Están guiando en tecnología.
What I'm telling you is if you have a promise.
Lo que te digo, si tienes promesa.
It doesn't matter how arid and dry it is.
No importa qué tan seco está la situación.
It doesn't matter how empty and barren it is.
No importa qué tan vacío
es. If you can see it like God sees it.
Si lo ves como Dios lo ve.
It can be greater than you can even imagine.
Puede ser más grande que te lo imaginas.
Because God can do exceeding.
Porque Dios puede hacer abundantemente.
Above all that you can ask or think.
Arriba de todo lo que puedes pedir o pensar.
According to the power.
Conforme el poder.
That's working on the inside.
Que está obrando en ti.
I've got reason to praise God tonight.
Tengo una razón para alabar a Dios.
I've got reason to magnify
Tengo una razón
Jesus
para magnificar
tonight.
A Jesús.
I once was lost.
Una vez estaba perdido.
But now I'm found.
Pero ahora estoy encontrado.
I was blind.
Estaba ciego.
But now I see.
Pero ahora veo.
What's in front of me
que está enfrente
is
de mí.
Bigger than what's behind me.
Es más grande que lo que está
so
atrás
I
de
come
mí.
To give God praise.
So vengo a alabar a Dios.
I come to clap my hands.
Vengo a aclamar mis manos.
I come to lift my voice.
Vengo a levantar mi voz.
I come to shout to God.
Vengo a gritar a Dios.
With a voice of triumph.
Con voz de triunfo.
Praise God. Come on, somebody do it for a moment.
Alguien alábelo por un momento.
They gave the Palestinians Gaza.
Le dieron a los palestinos a Gaza.
Because they said they wanted a homeland.
Porque dijeron que querían una tierra.
And so they were benevolent.
So fueron buenos.
Sometimes that's not really easy to say.
A veces no es bueno decir.
They gave them land.
Les dieron tierra.
But you know what happened?
Pero saben lo que pasó.
They didn't cultivate the land.
No cosecharon la tierra.
They didn't build a government.
No hicieron un gobierno.
They didn't create an infrastructure.
No crearon una estructura.
They didn't create.
I'm pushing back against the spirit tonight.
Estoy empujando con un espíritu esta noche.
An anti-Israel spirit in this generation.
Un espíritu que está contra Israel.
But you know what Netanyahu said?
Pero ¿sabes lo que dijeron?
He said we tried to give them a place.
Le quisimos dar un lugar.
They got a strip of land.
Agarraron un pedazo de tierra.
But they didn't value it.
Pero no lo valoraron.
They didn't see it how it could have been.
No lo vieron como podía ser.
They didn't create a military and a police force.
No crearon un ejército
y
policía.
They didn't cultivate it and defend it.
No lo cultivaron y defendieron.
And into the vacuum
y en el vacío
that is created,
que es creado,
when you don't see it how it can be,
cuando no lo ves como puede
and
ser,
you don't create that kind of cultivation,
y no creas ese movimiento de cultivación,
an extremist group came in,
un grupo extrema vino,
and took the land,
y tomó la tierra.
You know what they did?
¿Sabes lo que hicieron?
They took the hospitals.
Tomaron los hospitales.
That could have been used to take care of people.
Que podían ser para ayudar a
they
las personas.
They took the schools.
Tomaron las escuelas.
That could have been used to indoctrinate.
Que se hubieran usado para doctrina.
And cultivate those little minds.
Y cultivar esas mentes.
And they allowed it to be a place of destruction.
Y permitieron que fuera la destrucción.
And Israel said, you know what?
Israel dijo, ¿qué?
We put up with it long enough.
Nosotros ya estamos atados.
You lobbing rockets over into Israel.
Están echando roquetas.
We gave you a place.
Están echando bombas.
But you didn't cultivate it.
Pero ustedes no lo cultivaron.
So now we're coming back to take the place.
Ahora venimos a tomar el lugar.
As Brother Prado would say.
Como lo decía hermano Prado.
That's real talk.
Eso es hablando real.
What do you think comes into a mind, a heart, and a spirit?
¿Qué crees que piensa en un corazón?
When depression and anxiety
cuando viene la ansiedad y depresión,
build a nest instead of vision.
Haz un nido en vez de visión.
The enemy wants to come and take over the house.
El enemigo quiere tomar la casa.
He wants to create destruction.
Él quiere crear destrucción.
But I thank God tonight.
Pero le doy gracias a Dios esta
that
noche.
God has given the church a promise.
Que Dios le dio a la iglesia una promesa.
Praise God. Brother Jermaine,
hermano Jermaine,
it's not enough to be a disenfranchised people.
No es suficiente ser un pueblo desenfranchisado.
That just want an inheritance.
Que nomás quiere una herencia.
It's not enough just to be a project kid.
No solamente ser un niño de los proyectos.
That says if somebody would give me a ladder to climb,
que si alguien me da una escalera,
I would begin to climb it.
Yo empezaría a subir.
But there's got to be something on the inside.
Pero tiene que haber algo adentro de ti.
That says when you put the step in front of me.
Que dice cuando pones el paso.
I'm gonna climb faster than anybody
else. Yo voy a crecer más que todos.
When you put the opportunity in
cuando
front
me dan
of
la oportunidad frente de mí.
I'm gonna take advantage of the opportunity.
Yo voy a tomar ventaja de eso.
Because God has made me a promise.
Porque Dios me ha hecho una promesa.
You say, well, I'm on the wrong side of the track.
Dice, estoy en el lado equivocado.
All the tracks don't define me.
El lado no importa.
The tracks are just an opportunity to move from one place to the next.
El lado donde estás es una oportunidad que te
mueves. Somebody needs to capitalize on the tracks in your life.
Alguien tiene que moverse donde está.
And say I'm moving from here to there.
Y decir, me muevo de aquí allá.
I'm going from faith to faith.
Me voy de fe en fe.
I'm going from glory to glory.
Me voy de gloria en gloria.
I'm going from opportunity to opportunity.
Me voy de oportunidad a oportunidad.
You can't just be a marginalized person.
No solo puedes echarte quejas.
From the wrong side of the tracks.
Del lado equivocado.
You will be displaced.
Vas a estar equivocado.
You've got to start where you are and move into the future.
Tienes que empezar donde estás y moverte
en el
futuro.
The land had divine potential.
En la tierra tenía prometida
promesa. But it needed a husbandman.
Pero necesitaba alguien que lo cuidara.
It needed somebody who would be a violator.
Necesitaba alguien que era ser un violador.
Of the way that things were.
Un hombre violento.
The Hivites were there.
Los enemigos estaban
ahí. The Canaanites were there.
Los cananitas estaban ahí.
They had pagan ways of worship.
Tenían maneras paganas.
America's problems are not problems of politics.
Los problemas americanos no son políticos.
I'm telling you, the answer for our problems is an apostolic church.
La respuesta a nuestros problemas es una iglesia apostólica.
It's a people that say, I don't care what's happening downtown.
Es un pueblo que dice, no importa lo que pasa.
I care about what's happening in the prayer room.
Me importa lo que pasa en la oración.
I care about what's happening in the church service.
Me importa lo que pasa en el servicio.
The kingdom of heaven suffers violence.
El reino de Dios sufre violencia.
But the violent take it by force.
Y los violentos lo arrebatan.
You gotta get in the flow.
Tienes que meterte en el fluir.
You gotta get in the flow.
Te tienes que meter en el fluir.
So you can get in the overflow.
Para que te metas en la abundancia.
Praise God. So they stood at the banks of the Jordan River.
Estaban en los bancos del río Jordán.
It was a metaphor.
Era una metáfora.
For not just where they would occupy.
No solo para donde iban a ocupar.
It was a metaphor for how they would occupy.
Era un ejemplo de cómo iban a ocupar.
Praise God. You see, the Holy Ghost.
Es el Espíritu Santo.
Is typified by what happens at the Jordan River.
Está en, por ejemplo, lo que pasó en el río Jordán.
You see baptism at the Red Sea.
El bautismo fue en el río en Mar Rojo.
But you see the Holy Ghost at Jordan.
Pero miras el Espíritu Santo en el río Jordán.
You have salvation represented in the plan.
Tienes salvación representado en el plan.
But you also have mission represented in the plan.
Pero tienes misión representado en el plan.
And God was trying to get the church to understand.
Y Dios quería que la iglesia entendiera.
As he tried to get Israel to understand.
Como quería que Israel entendiera.
That when you get this Holy Ghost experience.
Que cuando recibes este Espíritu
it's
Santo.
It's not designed to be dry.
No es diseñado para ser tratado.
It's not designed to be half full.
No es para
para que esté medio lleno. It's not designed to be defined
no,
by the day.
No es el diseño para que sea definido.
But it's supposed to be good measure.
Pero tiene que ser medida buena.
Pressed down.
Apretado.
Shaken together.
Rebosando.
And running over.
Y rebosando.
Now, you don't have to live that way.
No tienes que vivir así.
I remember preaching at a church.
Me acuerdo que prediqué en una iglesia.
A number of years ago.
Hace unos años.
And we had one of those Sunday night services.
Y fue una iglesia de domingo en la noche.
Where I preached.
Donde yo prediqué.
And they had an altar call.
Y ellos tuvieron el altar.
They had people there that had been seeking for several years that got the Holy Ghost.
Llegaron ahí personas que estaban buscando.
God moved.
Dios se movió.
For about 30 or 45 minutes.
30, 45 minutos.
And then I got tired.
Y luego me cansé.
Now we like to have good church.
Me gusta tener buena iglesia.
But if you ever have church in a church where they don't always have good church.
Pero si tienes servicio donde no tienen
buen
servicio.
There are levels to this.
Hay, son nuevos para esto.
And they tapped into a level I had never experienced before.
Hay niveles y se metieron a otro nivel.
They were over the edge.
Estaban en la orilla.
And so I preached.
So prediqué.
I exhorted.
Yo exhorté.
I played the drums.
Yo toqué los tambores.
For about 25 or 30 minutes.
Por 25 o 30 minutos.
After the drummer was slain in the Holy Ghost by the Warren.
Después que el tocador ya no pudo.
And then I was so spent.
Y luego estaba tan gastado.
I just went and sat on the front row and laid back.
Me senté en la banca y me acosté.
But in that service, you know what happened?
Y en el servicio, ¿sabes lo que pasó?
Something happened I had never experienced
algo pasó
before.
Que nunca había sentido.
They had some old gray-haired elders.
Tenían unos ancianos.
That whenever the waters got troubled.
Que cuando las aguas se movían.
They came down to the front.
Venían acá al frente.
Tears running down their face.
Lágrimas en sus caras.
And they said, "Would you pray for me?"
Y dicen, "Ora por mí."
I said, "Yes, what do you need God to do?"
Sí, yo oro por ti, ¿qué necesitas?
They said, "I hadn't talked in tongues since I got the Holy Ghost."
Dicen, "No he hablado en lenguas desde que recibí el Espíritu."
I said, "Do huh?"
Le dije, "¿Qué?"
"What?"
¿Qué?
They said, "Yeah, we need to pray him through."
Necesitamos orar de nuevo.
I had never experienced that before.
Nunca había sentido eso antes.
I prayed through some elders that hadn't been filled up since they got the Holy Ghost.
Oré por ancianos que no fueron llenos.
Now, with all deference and respect to the elders,
con todo respeto a esos ancianos,
that's not the will of God.
Eso no es la voluntad de Dios.
It's not the will of God that you get the Holy Ghost one time.
No es la voluntad de Dios que recibas el Espíritu una vez.
And then you live with a sad countenance because of what's going on in your life.
Y luego estás triste por las situaciones en tu vida.
It's the will of God that you come on a Tuesday night,
es
Thanksgiving week.
Es la voluntad de Dios que vengas un martes en la noche.
And say, "I'm stepping in the water."
Y digas, me voy a meter en las aguas.
I'm getting the Holy Ghost
y
one more time.
Y voy a recibir el Espíritu una vez más.
I'm praying through. One more time.
Una vez más.
I'm gonna live in the overflow.
Voy a vivir en la abundancia.
Now Canaan was not intended to be a place just to visit.
Canaán no era un lugar nomás que visitas.
The overflow is not just a place that we frequent.
La sobreabundancia no nomás es un lugar que visitamos.
But Canaan was intended by God to be a place to live.
Pero Canaán es un lugar donde tenías que habitar.
It was intended by God to be a place of continued actualization.
La intención fue que continúen creciendo.
Which means it was intended by God to be a place of continual overflow.
La intención que fuera abundancia perpetuamente.
God prepared a place for them so that they could experience that.
Dios preparó un lugar para que experimentaban eso.
You know, you got to have a place in your life.
Necesitas un lugar en tu vida.
That represents the flow.
Que representa el fluir.
A place that you can camp out.
Un lugar donde puedes acampar.
A place where you can dwell.
Un lugar donde puedes habitar.
That says no matter what I'm going through.
Que dice, no importa lo que pase.
I can get in the flow.
Me puedo meter en el movimiento.
I can get in the spirit.
Me puedo meter en el espíritu.
I can receive a revelation from
puedo
God.
Puedo recibir revelación de Dios.
Praise God. You know, there's another flow.
Hay otro movimiento.
There's a flow of history.
Hay un fluir de la historia.
That's our past.
Eso es nuestro pasado.
That's where we come from.
De ahí vinimos.
We read about people in Scripture that had a flow.
Leemos en la escritura del movimiento.
We read about a woman with an issue of blood.
Leemos de una mujer que tenía un flujo de sangre.
She had a flow coming out of her body.
De ella estaba fluyendo algo.
That she tried to fix through every means possible.
Que ella quería arreglar con todos los medios.
It represented her past.
Representaba su pasado.
It represented her issue.
Representaba su error.
It represented everything that was wrong in her life.
Representaba todos sus problemas en su vida.
And it was creating a flow in her life.
Y estaba creando un fluir en su movimiento, en su vida.
It's what she thought about all the time.
Es lo que pensaba en todo el día.
It's what her mind was fixed on.
Su mente estaba atado en eso.
Every dollar she spent.
Cada dólar que gastaba.
Was a dollar spent on the flow.
Es un dólar gastado en el fluir.
You see the flow that was happening in her life.
El flujo que estaba pasando en su vida.
Was intended by God.
Fue la intención de Dios.
Designed by God.
Fue diseñado por Dios.
To be something that nurtured her.
Que sea algo que lo nutría a ella.
And that nurtured future generations to come.
Y pudiera nutrir a las generaciones que vienen.
But it just kept flowing.
Pero siguió fluyendo.
Because something was broken on the inside of her.
Porque algo estaba quebrado adentro de ella.
She got desperate.
Ella se puso desesperada.
To try to fix the problem.
Y quiso para arreglar ese problema.
But she couldn't fix it.
Pero ella no podía arreglarlo.
You see, you can have some flow issues in your life.
Puedes tener problemas de flujo en tu vida.
That you try to fix with medicine.
Que quieres arreglar con medicina.
And medicine doesn't fix it.
Y la medicina no lo arregla.
You can have flow issues in your life.
Puedes tener problemas de flujo.
That you try to fix with psychology.
Que quieres arreglar con psicología.
And with education.
Y con educación.
But as she tried to solve her problem,
pero ella trató de averiguar su problema,
through every other means,
por todo otro modo,
she kept hitting a dead end in her life.
Llegaba y tocaba fondo.
You know, you can have problems of flow in your life.
Puedes tener problemas de flujo en tu vida.
That becomes so pathological.
Que hacen se convierten tan patológicos.
That the cure is worse than the disease.
Que la cura es más grande que la enfermedad.
Because I read in the Bible.
Porque yo leo en la Biblia.
Where it says that as she spent her money.
Donde dice que mientras gastaba su dinero.
As she consulted physicians.
Mientras hablaba con médicos.
That the problem in her life did not get better.
El problema en su vida no se mejoró.
But it actually got worse.
Pero se empeoró.
Now religion couldn't fix it.
Religión no lo puede arreglar.
As a matter of fact, she had a conundrum.
Y por hecho tenía un problema.
She had all kinds of things flowing in.
Tenía mucho flujo en su vida.
Because after the medical problem can't be fixed.
Porque después que el problema médico,
depression comes.
Vino la depresión.
Depression flows.
Vino fluyó la depresión.
Anxiety begins to flow.
Empezó a fluir la depresión.
Hopelessness begins to flow.
La falta de esperanza.
And I'll tell you that as she depleted herself of resource.
Y mientras ella se acababa sus recursos.
The depletion of resource.
Cuando se le acaban los recursos.
Created a vacuum in her life.
Creó una vida, un vacío en su vida.
Where the cure was worse than the disease.
Donde la cura era más peor que la enfermedad.
Because the medical problem was compounded by depression.
Porque los problemas médicos vino la depresión.
But she started hearing reports.
Pero empezó a escuchar reportes.
Of a man by the name of Jesus.
Un hombre que se llamaba Jesús.
She started hearing reports.
Ella empezó a escuchar reportes.
Of a man that went by the pool of Bethesda.
De un hombre que pasó por el Bethesda.
And found a man that had been infirm for many years.
Y encontró un hombre que estaba enfermo por muchos años.
He had excuses too.
Él tenía excusas también.
But Jesus looked at him and said, "Will you be made whole?"
Pero Jesús le dijo, lo miró.
See, wholeness is not just about the physical problem.
Y le dijo, vas a ser entero.
But wholeness is about being able to do more than just have the physical problem healed.
Ser entero es más que nomás lo físico.
Sister Hagedorn, wholeness.
Hermano Hagedorn, siendo entero.
Is about body, soul, and spirit.
Es de cuerpo, alma, y espíritu.
And he was asking this man.
Y él estaba haciendo la pregunta.
Are you willing to do the heavy lifting?
¿Estás dispuesto a hacer el trabajo?
Because if I heal you,
porque si te sano,
you won't be a beggar anymore.
Ya no vas a ser alguien que ruega.
If I heal you,
si te sano,
you're not going to be the tail anymore.
Ya no vas a ser el.
But now you're going to be the head.
Pero ahora vas a ser la cabeza.
You won't have any excuses.
Ya no vas a tener excusas.
You're not going to be able to get anybody else to carry your bed.
No vas a hacer que nadie más.
But now you're going to have to take up your own bed.
Pero vas a tener que cargarte tú mismo.
You're not going to be able to make excuses anymore.
No vas a tener excusas ya.
So why you can't do the. She started hearing reports.
Escuchó empezar el reporte.
And she said.
Y ella dijo.
Something started to flow.
Algo empezó a fluir.
She started hearing the reports.
Ella empezó a escuchar los reportes.
Maybe the reports of blind Bartimaeus.
Tal vez los reportes del ciego.
Who started crying out?
Que empezó a clamar.
Jesus, thou son of David.
Jesús, hijo de David.
Have mercy on me.
Ten misericordia de mí.
She started feeling something flow through her.
Empezó a sentir algo que fluía por ella.
She felt something flowing through her circulatory system.
Ella empezó a sentir algo que fluía.
She felt some energy coming to her extremities.
Sentía energía.
She felt restoration beginning to move on the inside.
Sentía restauración adentro de ella.
And she said, if I can just get to Jesus.
Y dijo, si nomás puedo llegar a Jesús.
Everything's gonna be all right.
Todo va a estar bien.
Everything's gonna be all right.
Todo va a estar bien.
See, the problem is.
El problema es.
Is that Jesus was the true high priest.
Es que Jesús era el sumo sacerdote.
And the Old Testament law said.
Y la ley antigua decía.
If you have a running issue out of your body.
Si hay un flujo de tu cuerpo.
That you've got to wait 7 days.
Tienes que esperarte 7 días.
To become ceremonially pure and clean.
Para que por ceremonia estés limpia y pura.
So that you can make your way back to the tabernacle.
Para que puedas llegar al tabernáculo.
To offer sacrifice.
Para ofrecer sacrificio.
And maybe blind Bartimaeus could cry out.
Y tal vez el ciego podía clamar.
But she couldn't cry out.
Pero ella no podía clamar.
Because she couldn't draw attention to herself.
Porque no podía llamar atención.
Because not only was she not ceremonially clean.
Porque esto no solamente no era limpia.
But she had not even gotten a respite from her disease.
Pero ella nunca tuvo descanso de su enfermedad.
She hadn't even gotten a break from what was flowing out of her body.
Ella nunca descansó de ese flujo.
I'm preaching to people that maybe you've been through a season. Where it feels like insult has been added to injury. And you say, I can't even get a break.
Y dices, no puedo ni descansar.
I can't even get any help.
No puedo ni siquiera recibir ayuda.
One thing is added to another thing.
Una cosa está agradando a otra.
And I can't even cry out the way everybody else has been crying out.
Y no puedo ni clamar como todos los demás claman.
The commentaries say.
Los comentarios dicen
that she couldn't even show her face.
Ni siquiera podía enseñar su cara. Los judíos que dicen la historia.
She had to cover up her face.
Ella se tenía que cavar su cara.
And she had to crawl down on her hands and knees.
Y tenía que arrodillarse.
She had to get down with the dirt.
Y tenía que caminar en la
tierra. She had to get down with the fleas.
Tenía que estar con las pulgas.
She had to get down with the dung that had fallen from the hooves of the animals.
Tenía que estar con los desechos de los animales.
Technically speaking,
hablando técnicamente,
she couldn't even touch him.
No podía ni tocarlo.
Because if the high priest was touched,
porque si el sacerdote fue tocado,
and if he went to the Holy of Holies,
y fue al lugar santo,
and he was not pure.
Y no era puro.
Not only could he be killed,
no solo él podía ser matado,
but sanctification couldn't be made for the nation of Israel.
Pero la santificación no podía suceder.
So she was making her way through the crowd.
Porque ella estaba pasando por el grupo.
She had no template for it.
No tenía un ejemplo.
She had no protocol for it.
No tenía protocolo.
But she said, I don't have any other answer.
Pero ella dijo, no tengo otra respuesta.
But to make my way to Jesus.
Más que acercarme a Jesús.
If I could touch the hem of his garment.
Si puedo tocar su vestidura.
Then I can be made whole.
Puedo ser entero.
You see, her historical flow.
Dice su fluido
historical. Was telling her.
Le estaba diciendo.
It's never going to be any different.
Nunca va a ser diferente.
Than the way it's always been.
De la manera que siempre ha sido.
But she was making her way.
Pero ella estaba acercándose.
To another flow.
A otro movimiento.
That was coming from above.
Que venía de arriba.
It had everything she needed.
Tenía todo lo que necesitaba.
You've got to learn to get in the flow.
Tienes que aprender a moverte.
You've got to learn to get in the overflow.
Tienes que aprender a moverte al fluir.
That's what we need in the next 6 months.
Es lo que necesitamos en los seis meses.
We need people of God that go into a place of flow.
Necesitamos personas que se mueven al fluir.
You've never been in before.
Que nunca te han movido antes.
A place of divine impartation.
Un lugar donde hay algo divino.
You've never been in before.
Que nunca has estado antes.
You know what she did?
¿Sabes lo que hizo ella?
She introduced her flow.
Ella introdujo su movimiento.
To his flow.
Su fluir al fluir de Dios.
Maybe she had heard the story.
Tal vez escuchó la historia.
Of the woman at the well.
De la mujer en el pozo de agua.
Who Jesus told her.
Que Jesús le dijo.
I'm thirsty.
Tengo sed.
Historical flow.
Un movimiento historical.
I hadn't had anything to drink in a while.
No he tenido nada para beber.
She said, "How is it that you're a Jew?
¿Cómo si tú eres judío?
And you're asking me for something to drink?"
Y me pides algo de beber.
He said, "Listen, woman.
Escucha, mujer.
It's just a metaphor.
Solamente es un ejemplo.
Because really,
porque realmente,
you're the one that's thirsty.
Tú eres la que tiene sed.
But you don't even know.
Pero ni siquiera sabes.
He said, I've got water to drink.
Dice, tengo agua para beber.
You don't even know about.
Que tú ni conoces.
She said, I tell you what.
Dice, ¿sabes qué?
She said, the Jews worship in Jerusalem.
Los judíos adoran en Jerusalén.
She said, the Samaritans worship in this mountain.
Los samaritanos en esta montaña.
Which one is it?
¿Cuál es?
He said, woman, you don't even know what you're worshiping.
Mujer, ni sabes lo que adoras.
Salvation is of the Jews.
Salvación es de judíos.
He said, but I've got some good news for you.
Pero tengo buenas nuevas.
The hour is coming.
La hora viene.
And now is.
Y ahora es.
When true worshipers are going to worship the Father.
Adorarán al Padre.
In spirit.
En espíritu.
And in truth.
Y en verdad.
Because the Father.
Porque el Padre
is seeking such.
Busca tales.
To worship him.
Adoradores.
He said, you know what you can do?
Dice, ¿sabes lo que puedes hacer?
You can bypass the Jews.
Puedes ir más allá.
I'm about to start something that's going to be for you.
Voy a empezar algo que es
para
ti.
And it's for your children.
Y para tus hijos.
And it's for your children's children.
Y para los hijos de tus hijos.
And it's for all those that are afar off.
Y para todos los que están lejanos.
There's going to be a place of flow.
Va a haber un lugar de flujo.
An anointing.
Y unción.
That the world has never seen before.
Que el mundo nunca ha visto antes.
You know what happened?
¿Sabes lo que sucedió?
She had a flow.
Ella tenía un fluir.
Of history.
De historia.
But she introduced her flow.
Pero introduzco su flujo.
To that flow.
A ese flujo.
She went back and told all her friends.
Vino y le dijo a sus amigos.
She said, "Come."
Dijo, "Vengan."
I want you to meet a guy.
Quiero que conozcan un hombre.
Now what you got to understand about this lady is that she had a past.
Lo que tienes que entender que ella tenía pasado.
She was broken.
Ella estaba quebrada.
All they knew her by were her failures.
Todo lo que conocían eran sus fracasos.
She didn't even have a name.
No tenía ni nombre.
She's just the woman at the well.
Solo es la mujer en el pozo de agua.
She's the woman of ill repute.
Es la mujer de mala reputación.
She's just the woman with the issue of blood.
Es la mujer con el flujo de sangre.
Everybody she went and talked to.
Todas las personas con lo que habló.
Knew her by her past.
La conocían por su pasado.
She's the one that can't get it right.
Ella es la que no puede averiguarlo.
And she went to all of those people.
Y ella fue a toda esa gente.
Not sad.
No triste.
Not depressed.
No deprimida.
Not anxious.
No ansiosa.
She went to all the people that knew her past.
Fue a todos los que conocían su pasado.
She said, "Come."
Y dijo, "Venga."
I want you to meet the guy.
Quiero que miren al hombre.
That just told me everything I ever did.
Que me dijo todo lo que hice.
They could have said, "He ain't telling us nothing we don't know."
Podían decir, no nos dijo nada nuevo.
We know everything you've done.
Nosotros sabemos todo lo que has hecho.
She said, "Oh no, that flow's gone now."
Dice, no, ese flujo ya se fue.
I've got a new reality.
Tengo una nueva realidad.
I've got a new understanding.
Tengo un nuevo entendimiento.
I'm operating in another dimension.
Estoy planeando otra dimensión.
Somebody needs to introduce.
Alguien tiene que introducir.
Your problems.
Tus problemas.
To this new reality.
A esta nueva realidad.
This flow of issue.
Este fluir de problemas.
Let me introduce you.
Déjate introduzco.
To my friend.
A mi amigo.
Who just told me.
Que me dijo.
My future is bigger than my past.
Mi futuro es más grande que el pasado.
My solution is bigger than my problem.
Mi solución es más grande que el problema.
It's time to start walking in the overflow.
Es tiempo de caminar en abundancia.
I'm just telling you, it's time to shift gears.
Te digo, es tiempo de cambiar.
You say, it's Tuesday night, Thanksgiving week.
Dices, martes en la noche.
I'm telling you what I felt in this house Sunday night.
Te digo lo que sentí el domingo en la noche.
I saw a massive geyser shooting out in front of this property.
Mira algo enorme saliendo ahí.
While you were ministering,
cuando estaba ministrando,
I saw water shooting out from this hillside.
Mira agua salir de esta montaña.
And the Holy Ghost said,
y el Espíritu dijo,
it's time to get in the flow.
Es tiempo que te muevas.
It's time to introduce your past
to your
future,
a tu futuro,
and say it's a new day,
y diga, nuevo día,
it's a new season,
es una nueva temporada.
It's time for Jordan to overflow its banks.
Es tiempo que el río Jordán
come on, somebody give him praise.
Alguien alábelo.
Let's all stand tonight.
Pónganse de pie esta noche.
Let's worship the King of Kings.
Vamos a adorar al Rey de Reyes.
And the Lord of Lords.
Y el Señor de Señores.
Come on, somebody praise him.
Alguien alábelo.
To somebody tonight.
Le estoy predicándole esta noche.
You've got leftover lamb in your house and you can't even see it.
Tienes suficiente.
You've got leftover blessing in your house and you can't even identify.
Tienes más bendición en tu casa y no lo puedes
identificar. It's time to gather your babies together.
Es tiempo que traigas a tus bebés.
And say, let's take the leftovers.
Y vamos a tomar las sobras.
And let's go and share it with our community.
Y vamos a compartirlos con la comunidad.
Let's move into the overflow.
Vamos a movernos a la abundancia.
Listen, let me tell you something tonight.
Déjate digo algo esta noche.
Can I be transparent for just a moment?
Voy a ser transparente por un momento.
Can I be transparent for just a moment? We were at the lake last week.
Estamos en el lago la semana pasada.
And I stepped out onto that porch.
Y salí para afuera.
At about 7:30 in the morning.
Como a las 7:30 de la mañana.
And it was beautiful.
Y estaba hermoso.
It was the sunrise and it was the mist over the water.
Estaba amanecer el agua.
We were at Smith Lake.
Estamos en Smith Lake.
God's country. Praise God. And as I looked out over the water,
y cuando miré las aguas,
I was talking to Jesus.
Estaba hablando con Jesús.
And I was telling him, God, we love you and we need your blessings in
y le estaba diciendo, te amamos, necesitamos tus bendiciones.
And in the middle of talking to Jesus, I started talking to Ari Prado.
En medio de hablar con Jesús, empecé a hablar con Ari Prado.
I said, Brother Prado,
dice, hermano Prado,
I know you're up there.
Yo sé que estás allá.
And I know you hear me.
Y yo sé que me escuchas.
I just talked to your wife this week.
Acabo de hablar con tu esposa.
And we want to help them.
Y las queremos ayudar.
And we want to be a blessing to them.
Y queremos ser bendición.
But you know, we're so ignorant sometimes we don't even know how to help.
Pero saben que nosotros no sabemos ayudar.
Any testimonies?
¿Verán testimonios?
I said, would you just talk to us?
Dice, ¿por qué no nos hablas, por favor?
Would you just speak to us?
Háblanos, por favor.
Can you just tell us how to help?
Dinos cómo podemos ayudar.
And I just kept on praying, talking to Jesus.
Siguió orando, hablando con Jesús.
Now that sounds a little bit Catholic, praying to dead people.
Yo sé que eso es un poco católico.
But he's on the other side.
Pero él está en el otro lado.
And I believe he's got some insight that he can help me with.
Y yo creo que él tiene revelación.
2 hours later.
2 horas después.
I walked in the house.
Yo entré en la casa.
My wonderful wife had prepared a breakfast.
Mi esposa tenía el desayuno.
And we sat down at the table and started to eat.
Y nos sentamos en la mesa a comer.
And Ashton woke up.
Y se levantó mi hijo.
He walked over and he sat down at the table.
Caminó y se sentó a la mesa.
He said, Papa.
Dijo, Papá.
I just had a dream.
Tuve un sueño.
And in the dream, Brother Ari Prado came to me.
Y en el sueño, Ari Prado vino a mí.
Oh, this is too far out for some of y'all.
Esto tal vez es muy para allá.
You're too Western.
Son muy oeste.
You're too logical.
Son muy lógicos.
He said, but Papa.
Pero dijo, Papá.
He looked real different.
Se miraba muy diferente.
He was a lot skinnier.
Estaba más flaco.
And he looked a lot younger.
Y se miraba más joven.
And he was smiling.
Estaba sonriendo.
And he came up and gave me a hug.
Y vino y me dio un abrazo.
And he said, I'm going to be speaking to the youth group tonight.
Y dijo, voy a estar hablando con los jóvenes.
And then he said,
y luego dijo,
He did something weird.
Hizo algo raro.
He said, "You know that staircase?"
¿Sabes esas escaleras?
At the church that goes from the first level to the second level.
En la iglesia que se van del primer nivel al último.
He said he started climbing the stairs.
Empezó a subirse las escaleras.
He got halfway up.
Llegó a la mitad.
He fell down on his face.
Se arrodilló.
And he started to pray and intercede for our church and our family.
Empezó a orar y interceder por esta iglesia y la familia.
He said, "What do you think that means, Papa?"
¿Qué crees que significa eso?
And I'm just staring at him bug-eyed.
Y yo lo estoy mirando.
Can I tell you something tonight?
¿Te puedo decir algo esta noche?
That there are levels to play you can't even comprehend.
Que hay niveles que no puedes entender.
It's time for the church to get out of the kiddie into the pool.
Es tiempo que la iglesia salga.
And jump out into the deep end.
Y se meta a lo profundo.
And say, "God,
y diga, Dios,
take us where we've never been before.
Llévanos donde no hemos ido."
Come on, let's come down to the altar.
Vengan al altar.
Come on, why don't you bring your family with you?
Traigan a su familia.
I feel the Holy Ghost tonight.
Yo siento el Espíritu Santo.
I said, "I feel the Holy Ghost tonight."
Dije, yo siento el Espíritu Santo.
Come on, why don't you begin to pray in the Holy Ghost?
Póngase a orar en el Espíritu.
Don't wait for the music.
No esperen la música.
Don't wait for them to pick the song.
No esperen que toquen la canción.
Just go ahead and get in the Holy Ghost.
Alábenlo ahorita.
Just go ahead and talk in tongues.
Empiecen a hablar en lengua.
Just pray in the Spirit.
Oren en el Espíritu.
Come on, take somebody by the hand and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Your issues at the altar today and get in the flow of the Holy Ghost.